This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The great object is to be beyond the reach of the petty, wannabe, fallen god of this world. And for those of us that have seen the enemy's designs, I can't imagine ever being part of this kingdom. In fact, I'll be honest with you. I thank God every millisecond in my DNA that I do not resonate with these enemies, that I do not want their approval or their they are weak little grasping, twisted pieces of trash that were chosen by this system because they were such pure objects of emptiness. Pure objects of emptiness. That's funny. That's a good one. But, okay, I'm being myself here. Can people handle it? Can you handle it, folks? Because I try to sit up here and be calm covering all this. And, you know, I read news about 2-3 hours in the morning, and I sit there and see the big rollout in the last week in thousands of publications saying, hey, listen, we're going to get you out of your cars. We're going to run your thermostat. We're going to control everything. And by the way, your kids don't belong to you. Oh, and by the way, we got 1,000 different vaccines coming online the next few years we're going to make you take. And there's nothing you can do about it. I'm just like, whoa, feel like Ben Grimm on steroids. It's clobbering time. I mean, I can't help it. It's just this evil is announcing itself, running around, flapping its wings, crapping out failure behind it. It's about a foot tall, little red eyes. And if we collectively just woke up, we'd stomp that son of a piece of trash right back to Hades. But that's the worst part, is if you look at it, it's this little... I mean, look at Maddow and all these people. Look at Sink. And I mean, they're all just weak blobs of just empty filth. Perched on us, spewing their BS out. They're the intellectuals. And they control the language. They know everything as they script what they say for 6, 7, 8, 10 hours before with little teleprompters and screens and have little lessons and things about how to look like they're credible for everybody. These empty nobodies. And then you got to watch them commit evil. That's the thing. Like, if I wanted to commit evil, boy, could I. But I don't want to. I love humanity. I want to lift it up. These people. It's like, it'd be okay if they were like super advanced and just saw humanity as ugly and bad. Then I could kind of maybe buy it. But we're not. We're beautiful and incredible. And then they're the worst of us, freaking out to get rid of us because they can't stand being in our presence. Well, I got a little bit of a newsflash for you. If you want all of us to die to create this utopia, I think you should go first. Oh, I know you won't, because you're the guardians. You have to stay behind and run everything, because you deserve it, don't you? I got a little newsflash. You will never inherit this earth, and you will never cross the River Jordan. And you will never go into the promised land. You can see all the technology, all the amazing things starting to happen, but with it, evil intensifies. That's because evil is running it. When evil is relegated to its rightful quadrant, you're going to see a jump in human development that is going to be unimaginable for those of us alive in this millisecond. And these controllers are pulling their hair out, knowing that the jump is about to be made, and are just, running around, overthrowing all the genetics of the planet, murdering, killing innocents, killing Christians, because they have the spirit that is the operating system to save the planet. While just allying with every failed evil they can. I'm here to tell you, victory is absolutely assured. But individually, you have to take it in your hands.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Coming to you in occupied Texas under FEMA Region 6. But our local police, our local governments are becoming aware of the occupation. They're becoming aware of Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. They're becoming aware of the fact that, yeah, this stuff sounds crazy, but truth and history is stranger than any fiction. They're learning they're going under UN control. They're learning that the Founding Fathers are being demonized. They're finding out that the Patriots were right. And now it's time to try to stop the globals from engineering a civil war. I have massive news, more news breaking, so much to cover, so many clips. But something I mentioned yesterday but didn't get to is very important because it's bigger than just the story. Yeah, news is, you know, a 24-hour, really 6-7-hour cycle. But all of it can be a teaching experience for myself as well. I was thinking about something. It's kind of a riddle in a mystery. You've got Tim Kaine, the VP that was demonizing yours truly by name last week, implying that we want violence, totally made up. We don't want offensive violence. We will defend ourselves. We're not looking forward to that eventuality. We want to go down other roads, historically much more palatable for all. But if forced into said briar patch, let's just say, in the scheme of the ages, those of you that serve the fallen system don't end up doing too well when the good people actually stand up. But I'll just stop right there for you. Now, continuing, oh, you always do good up front, but not into the second and third act. Now, continuing, I was thinking about this. Trump comes out like he always does, and it was Matt Drudge that was here a year ago that again, laid out a battle plan that's been really almost prophecy, but it's not prophecy because we understand the globalist program, and he has the sources. But he said, we need to go with that refrain, hey, if Hollywood's going to have guns, and if Obama's going to have guns, and if Hillary's going to have guns, you should turn your guns in. You shouldn't have Secret Service protecting you. And they never will address the logic of that. They always just say, what, you want them to get killed? You want someone to go after Hillary? Is that what you're saying? We go, no. You have to do mental gymnastics or mental twister to get to that. What did I say? The common people don't get to arm ourselves under your system. You'd like to disarm us. We can't afford it. You take what little money we have and have us pay to then have thousands of men and women protecting this person. But then we don't get the right that this country was founded on for an individual to protect ourselves. And they take that and they go, you want to hurt Hillary? But then I started thinking, you know, it's a false charge on the surface to say that that was a threat against Hillary and he was implying go after Hillary. Clearly that's not what he meant. He was covering the point that everybody's made for decades and that Drudge has been pushing heavily that, hey, we don't have bodyguards. We don't have the money. I don't have the money for bodyguards. Sometimes I do. But the point is that I can't do it all the time. And quite frankly, the mission is so important. I've gotten to the point of saying I'm not just going to be filled with bravado and, you know, be so macho that I don't care if somebody comes after me. Because quite frankly, I don't. I don't have time to be afraid. I don't want to steal a Ventura quote, you know, don't have time to bleed. I don't have time to be afraid. I'm not. I'm afraid of failure. But I need to have some protection to go as far as I can in this fight. Like saying if I was a helicopter going in to attack an enemy emplacement, if I could have armor on the helicopter, would I want it? Absolutely. I'm going to attack a machine gun and a rocket emplacement with my helicopter. I've got courage, but I want, if I can get it, an armored helicopter. If I'm in a war for my country and my family, and they're going to send me up there in a tinfoil helicopter, I'm going to do it. But the point I'm getting at here is, then I begin to think, though, that's from their position. They are telling us the truth in a way with a Freudian slip. They're saying, you want to hurt Hillary, saying take her security? We're saying, no, we're not allowed to have security under your system. Our own security, we pay for her, and then we can't have it? That's wrong. That's discriminatory. That's not what freedom is. Slaves are disarmed. And they come back and say, you're threatening her. We're calling the Secret Service. Trump wants to hurt Hillary. Did you hear? Coming up next segment. And it hit me. What they're saying is actually true. It is an assault on Hillary Clinton to take her armed guards away and to say that she couldn't have a gun to protect herself. It really is an attempt to lay her open to be killed and attacked. It really is an attempted assassination on Hillary. Not the way Trump meant it, but the way they do it to us in Chicago and New York and D.C. and other places that have the highest crime rates in the country and the world, in Chicago's case, saying we can't have guns, the good people, is saying only the bad people can have guns and the ruling class, so they can hurt us and can dominate us. So it's true. Yes, Trump did threaten Hillary Clinton, and she's threatening all of us, so he threw it back at her and said, listen, witch, if you can be armed and protected, we can too. Got it? But see, they hope logic is dead in their vassals' little MSG fluoride brains. Now, I want to go start going with these clips. Here is Kane, Twisted Kane. Trump incited violence against Hillary Clinton with call to disarm her bodyguards. And I guess that's actually, in a way, true. Again, she's inciting violence, saying disarm us and have Chicago's even more dangerous, the worst places in Mexico. Chicago's the most dangerous city in the world. The United States has 5 of the top 10 safest cities. We also have the worst, run by filth like Hillary. So here's Kane unintentionally telling the truth.
Let's turn to politics, and I want to begin with Donald Trump's comment on Friday night about what he believes is Hillary Clinton's hypocrisy when it comes to the issue of gun control. Here he is.
I think that her bodyguards should drop all weapons. They should disarm. Take their guns away. She doesn't want guns. Take their. Let's see what happens to her.
Senator, do you believe that Donald Trump in any way was inciting an act of violence against Clinton?
I do believe that, Chris. I was stunned when I saw it, although he's done it before. So two things. First, Hillary Clinton and I believe in the Second Amendment. We support the Second Amendment. We do support gun safety rules consistent with the Second Amendment. We're not taking people's guns away. But second, this notion that he's done before, look, if Hillary gets elected, then maybe Second Amendment people will have to take care of the situation, or his comment Friday night, or his statements in rallies, you know, I'd like to punch the guy in the face. He is using language that is an incitement to violence or an encouragement of violence, or at least being kind of cavalier and reckless about violence, and that has no place in any election, especially an election to be president, commander-in-chief of this country.
But to ask specifically, because what you're saying is fairly stunning, you believe it's incitement to violence against his opponent in the presidential race, Hillary Clinton?
I do. So, use the other example. You put it in the context of other things he has said. If Hillary gets elected, we may need Second Amendment people to take care of this. What did that mean when he said that just 3 weeks ago? And when you look at a series of these comments that he's making, I do believe it is an incitement or at a minimum, an expression of indifference to whether violence would occur.
I'm going to play the responses of Pence and Chrissy, but let's be clear. I could take the Bible and cut out each word of it and write a whole new book that was 1,000 pages long or whatever. So he says you take other things he said and put it with that. Well, no, he was being clear with, again, pure Americana. If we lose the Second Amendment in the courts, the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights says it's our right to take it back with the Second Amendment. He gave a mild version of what Heston said. My cold, dead hands, they're acting like that's wrong, that's evil. But the dishonesty is to mix it all together and then to claim that that's what he was saying earlier. No, he's saying, if you want to take our guns, you give up your protection, lady. It's very simple. A 3-year-old should be able to understand it. If I've got to give up my toy gun, you've got to give up your toy gun. You know, a 3-year-old would get that. An adult would get, if I've got to give up my real gun, you've got to give up your real gun. Just like Ice-T said many years ago. He said, I'll give up my guns as soon as the government gives theirs up. As soon as Hillary gets rid of her bodyguards. He actually talked about the Clintons. He said, as soon as the politicians get rid of their stuff, I will. You don't. Was Ice-T threatening you? No, he said, I'm just as good as you, lady. Okay? So let's go to Pence, the VP candidate, about to be VP, responds to Kane. Absolute nonsense. Here it is.
On Friday night, Mr. Trump said something else that's gotten a lot of attention. He said the Secret Service protecting Hillary Clinton should disarm. And then he said, let's see what happens to her.
No, let's hit pause. Let's hit pause. I'm going to skip the break. I got to respond to this. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the total deception. She cut off the part before in his statement, which they always do, where he said, if they want to take our guns, if they want to restrict our right to defend ourselves, then let her disarm and get rid of her bodyguards. That's clear. Just like, it's really hard to get into America legally right now. A lot of good people want to come here. We need workers, folks. I hire a lot of great people. We need to make it easier if you don't have a criminal record, no, you're not a felon, not a rapist, to come here to the country. I'm going to do that. And if you're illegal, you just go right back out. You prove it, come back in. But if you're a felon, a rapist, a murderer, a shooter, there's a lot of bad people coming in, a lot of bad folks. Mexico's got big problems. Their criminals are coming up here. Then we're going to deport you. There are a lot of bad Mexicans. We're going to deport all of you. That's how they edit. Just like they've been doing all week. Oh, yeah, the bombs that went off. Yeah, Trump's bad for saying bombs. Cut off the first part about bombs. Bill Clinton, oh, she falls down all the time. Cut it out. She hardly ever falls down. So let's start the clip back over, because separate from just what Pence is responding, there's lessons everywhere about their deception. This is ABC This Week engaged in prostitute-level behavior. Here it is.
He said the Secret Service protecting Hillary Clinton should disarm. And then he said, let's see what happens to her. What did he mean by that?
Well, I think, you know, Donald Trump believes in the safety and security of every American, and any suggestion otherwise regarding Secretary Clinton is just nonsense. I mean, the point that he was making is that Hillary Clinton has had private security now in her life for the last 30 years, but she would deny the right of law-abiding citizens to have a firearm in their home to protect their own families. I think what Donald Trump was saying is if Hillary Clinton didn't have all that security, she'd probably be a whole lot more supportive of the Second Amendment.
But exactly. Let's see what happens to her. Whether he intended that or not, the message sounds a lot like a threat or encouraging.
Hit pause. I'm so sick of, back it up 5 seconds, these chicken neck fake liberals all, because they teach them to like have fake emotion like a psychopath would do. But what did he mean? What this guy, and I told you this a month ago, I told you this 2 weeks ago, and now I'm seeing the talking points. They're getting everybody ready for a staged assassination attempt on that reanimated corpse of Hillary. Folks, we don't want anything to happen to Hillary. Everybody knows it. They've already claimed in a bunch of newspaper articles, AOL, Associated Press, MSNBC, that I want her to be hurt. No, I'm not a vindictive person, but she's very evil. She's killed a lot of Christians, a lot of innocent people. I kind of like watching her twist in the wind up there, kind of like she's in the stocks or those cages they hang you on at London Gates, you know, where you just sat there till you were a skeleton. I don't want anybody to physically do that to her, but she's doing it to herself, running as an arrogant corpse. With the Chinese and the Saudi Arabians and others behind her, you know, with this flock of rotting crone media, dinosaur zombie media, just scabbering like a pack of zombies to defend their witch king. So, no, we don't want any harm on Hillary, but I'm telling you, false flags the next, how many days of the election? 49? 48 days! Boom, 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 boom. I mean, this is history. You can just, the energy level is just, I can't even handle it right now. I'm so alive. Woo! And you notice everything they do turns to total crap right now because they're under judgment. But if we don't stand up politically and spiritually and culturally and economically against them, we're going to go into judgment. We're getting, because of the incredible providence America had, our incredible ancestors, we're getting passes nobody gets. But I'm telling you, if Trump gets in and we don't make a real effort to turn things around, to actually try to really stop cultural Marxism and race baiting and divide and conquer and crime and corruption, if we don't repent and really get right and really pay down the debt and really kick these foreign banks out and really make a major turn, we're going to be destroyed within 4 years. I predict it now. I'm telling you, God's giving us four. I just feel it. I know it. I've been thinking about this. I've been waking up all the night about it. I never had problems sleeping. I'm waking up constantly. I can't even sleep now, folks. I haven't quit drinking coffee in the afternoon. I haven't quit taking, you know, brain force in the afternoon. I don't need it. I have too much energy now because of what's happening historically. And I'm here to tell you, Trump gets in. He's got to start delivering. We've got to back him because there's going to be problems. There's going to be failures. They're going to plunge the economy. They're already planning it. They've already got it set up to plunge it, whether she wins or he wins. It's all set up globally. That's admitted now. It's happening. We have to grow up, be adults, realize the attack we're under. I go back to Russia. Russia's economy finally, after 14, 15 years, was doing good after the fall of communism. Whether it was a fake fall or a real fall, people embraced it. It was getting a lot better. I saw all the metrics. Then they've been under sanctions 5 years. It's gotten really bad again. The Russians, though, have gotten more patriotic and know what's happening. Just like the UK going under Brexit, they're now going to try to bankrupt them as well with economic warfare. The bankers are. The people have to identify it. They have to pull out of it further. They have to disregard the EU just like Iceland did, or you'll go the route of Greece. But you want to fight. You want to be free, folks. You don't want to be in bondage with the TV. I saw a TV ad this morning on Fox. Almost every ad I see, I saw a FedEx ad that was anti-hunting, where they're sending this clown mask or Groucho Marx mask to New Zealand, and then they go to these right-wing hick idiots that are hunting deer, but the deer are wearing the mask so they don't get killed by the evil hunters. It's just everything's propaganda. And it's not that hunting's God. It's that that's normal human behavior like farming or ranching or gardening or sewing or barter or doing electrical work or doing machine work. I was talking to Jesse James about this like 6 months ago. He's been demonized. He's not the guy they say is in the media. And I was talking to, he's a good friend. I was talking to a bunch of Tim Kennedy and others, were just all talking about, we've got to get men back to being metallurgists, and women too. We've got to get back to making our own things. It's like it clicks things on in your body. And the more manly somebody is, the more traveled they are, the more they've done things, they realize that everything clicks on like a light switch when you go in the woods, when you take a swim in the river, when you hike up the mountain, when you plant the vegetables, when you harvest them, when you cook them, when you stand up to a tyrant, when you do the right thing, when you care about people, when you're not a cool person. I'm not a cool person. I don't act cool. I'm not waiting to have the right answer and act like I'm slick. I'm hot. I'm on fire. I'm unscripted. I'm alive. And my only fear is the enemy has their way with us. And I love how Pence just goes, that's ridiculous. He's saying, how would she act if she didn't have bodyguards? And the snake goes, yeah, but she realizes she's losing. So if you were a TV viewer, you could see it. She just, oh, yeah, well, how about this? Yeah. Their whole system's about the weak and the twisted ruling the righteous. Let's go back to her.
Whether he intended that or not, the message sounds a lot like a threat or encouraging violence.
That's absolute nonsense. His comment was that if she didn't have all that security, she'd change her attitude about the right to keep and bear arms. And I'll bet that's probably true.
And then she goes on to go, yeah. Now, let's go to the next clip. This is Chris Christie. I've got problems with, but he is smart. He is a great speaker. He can make great points when he wants to. My problem is he flip-flops a lot, and I pray Donald Trump isn't a big Chris Christie. Because let me tell you, I lay awake at night hoping I've done the right thing, and I know I have. I know he's for real. I know the enemy's upset about him. But still, we're the ones that are going to back Trump so he doesn't get pushed into a corner and have to start compromising. But the stronger we get, the stronger Trump gets. You understand that? Trump is a figurehead, like we're a Roman legion, like an eagle. You understand that? Let's continue with the next clip.
You just heard Senator Kaine say Trump was inciting an act of violence against Hillary Clinton. Your reaction, sir?
Man, I tell you something, boy. When a race gets tight, even a guy like Tim Kaine gets desperate. I mean, to imply. And before I can imply, he said that was to incite violence is outrageous, and he owes Donald Trump an apology. Donald Trump was trying to make a point about Hillary Clinton wanting to have one set of rules for herself and a different set of rules for the American people. And that's what his point is on the Second Amendment. But Senator Kaine should be ashamed of himself for saying that Donald Trump would like to have violence perpetrated against Hillary Clinton. It's an outrageous statement, but just shows how desperate and scared the Clinton-Kaine campaign is now, because this race is now a dead heat, and they can't believe it, and they're going to get even worse news as we move forward here, because Donald's going to continue to do even better.
That's right, and that's the big question I want to ask listeners when we come back after break. 800-259-9231. This is a specific question I want you to call in on. If you're not calling on this, please don't call. 800-259-9231. I want to ask callers, what are they going to pull next? Because she's 10, 15 points ahead in non-battleground states that are Republican, maybe 20 in some. He's like 5, 7, 8, 10, 12 points ahead in battlegrounds. I mean, all I do is study this, okay? And he's set to win some Democrat states. Watch, watch, watch. The landslide will be so massive that they won't be able to cover it up, and he's going to win Democrat states. Folks, I told you a month and a half ago when it was, he's done, he's plunging, it's over. I said, people, he was 15 points ahead in many polls, 10 points ahead in the others. This is total made-up crap, and people figured it out, and Hillary collapsed, and all this other stuff happened. It's providence. But going out to break, I'm going to come back and take your calls on the subject, 800-259-9231. I'm not going to have her answer. It's just pure bull. I already played last hour. But here is Bloomberg asking her about Trump with the Russians behind the attack. Here it is.
Are you concerned that this weekend's attacks or potential incidents in the coming weeks might be an attempt by ISIS or ISIS sympathizers or really any other group, maybe Russians, to influence the presidential race in
Russians.
Some way
and presumably
try to drive?
And there's a full article and the full video is up on Infowars.com. And she goes on to say, oh, yeah, it might be the Russians, you know, or, oh, Trump's inciting ISIS and al-Qaeda to launch this terror attack. I thought it wasn't a terror attack. I thought it wasn't a bombing. Now this guy's father admits Ahmed Khan Rahimi's father told police in 2014 his son was a terrorist. They did nothing. And people blame the FBI. They were ordered. They can't even investigate Muslims. That's official. I've had the whistleblowers from Homeland Security on. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Get the new app. Get the new app.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Infowars.com/app.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy.
There has been a metaphysical law that all cultures, going back to the beginning of the first clay tablets that were carved, the first hieroglyphics and other human languages, from the beginning of language, I mean, our first writings, humans have had a metaphysical rule that for every action there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that when evil rises, good rises to meet it. And so there's this paradox. The more evil they hit us with, almost like pesticides on bugs, the stronger the poison, the faster the bugs become immune to it. And actually, in many cases, you know, mutate to even be stronger. And the globalists understand this rule, but they don't seem to understand that in the paradox, from my own study, just observing it, those that are evil and that are openly directing it the blowback is even stronger than what they hit us with. The Bible says, you know, the pit they've dug for us, they will fall into. But it's happening. And so that's why they claim that they manage crises and create chaos to rule it, because the truth is they can't create anything. They just wreck stuff and then declare that they're the authors of it. Very important to understand the New World Order's mindset. Now, let's get into the news here. First off, I guess it is our best-selling prof. It's not our best-seller. Our best-seller is Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, but that's so inexpensive, we don't really make any money to fund the operation. Our most profitable product is Supermental Vitality, because we actually, you know, make like 20-something bucks on it, which is absolutely needed to fund this operation. But it's still unheard of to put that much money into a product, cold-pressed herbs, where they don't get dry herbs, make them wet, and then cold-press them. We get the fresh herbs, more than 20 of them, that are known to increase stamina, libido, you name it. And then it's cold-pressed. And then it's basically fermented for a short period of time. It just gets better over time. Group told me this like 5 years ago when we started doing this, and I learned it was actually totally true. Then I was amazed, because I've got some of the first batches from Mel Vitality. It just gets stronger, and it just concentrates. It's concentrated basically essential oil from plants. And not even plants that are normally seen as oil-bearing plants. I mean, I call it oil because it's so thick. And it's got a unique flavor to it, because, I mean, it's the real deal. And I've talked a lot about this. I didn't start taking it for libido. I don't really have a problem in that department. But let me tell you something. I'm 42, about to be 43. But a few years ago, I finally went for a 40th checkup. My mom's like, you got to go to the doctor. You haven't been to the doctor in decades. You know, for a checkup, please go to the doctor. And I said, okay, I'll go to the doctor. And we're actually out at the lake with the kids at a picnic, and she watched me swim across the lake 1 mile and back. She saw me get out, and I was somewhat overweight. She said, son, I don't get how you're not losing weight, and you're working out and all this. You just swam 2 miles. You know, she was a UT master swimmer herself, won gold medals nationally. Would have been Olympic if she got into it. She didn't get into it. She was like 35. But I digress. I was a good swimmer, too. And she watched me swim. She said, you need to go to the doctor. So I go to the doctor, have my blood tested, all this other stuff. Overall, I'm pretty darn healthy. My blood was, told the story a lot, so I should shut up. But borderline diabetic. Not borderline diabetic, but getting into the borderline where it would soon be borderline. It was going in the wrong direction. And I went to the doctor, had all my blood tested. And, you know, like after that, by another doctor, I looked into it all. I started taking vitamin B12 injections. But really, the big game changer, I don't even take those anymore, was when I started taking Supermel Vitality every day. And I work out less now than I did 3-4 years ago, and I've still going to be some beach boy, but with my shirt off and wearing shorts, folks can see that I'm in pretty darn good shape compared to what I was just 3-4 years ago. We can show for TV viewers the video. We also have the video posted on InfoWarsLife.com by the Supermel Vitality, where you can see that I've lost 70 pounds of fat. Yes, folks, I weighed 180 pounds, was running 6 miles almost every day, lifting weights. And I started InfoWars 21 years ago, and then I quit working out in a couple of years and gained almost 100 pounds. Well, I've gained 70 pounds of fat, gained like 30 pounds of muscle, and I am a new person today. And I'm telling you, I'm actually ashamed of it. I was just saying, I work out. I started trying to lose weight like 6 years ago, and I lost like 20, 30 pounds. Took some supplements, it helped, but I was jogging, I was swimming, I was lifting. It was ridiculous. Now, taking the iodine, taking the Supermel Vitality, taking the DNA Force and stuff, it's spoiling me where I'm in really good shape, especially, like I said, when I'm wearing shorts, I look like a gorilla. I mean, you know, I'm not Mr. Skinny, but I mean, I got a six-pack started forming before Cleveland. I gained like 10 pounds back when I didn't work out for a few weeks, but I've almost lost all that again. The six-pack is reforming, and it's just like, my God, I look like a gorilla, and I'm working out like 3 days a week. instead of 5 days a week, killing myself. I mean, I did some 5 mile swims, and I would get out of the water all red and be like 3-4 pounds lighter, but would come back the next day. So whatever happened in my metabolic systems, I don't know. But Super Male Vitality, 20% off, InfoWarsLive.com, changed my life. And I'll be honest with you, little more anger, some temper issues. I mean, this isn't a game. This is a real product, folks. So consult your healthcare provider before you take it. The biggest thing everybody knows is like I said, the same medical doctor said, hey, you're 40. You want some Cialis? You want some Viagra? You want to try it? And I said, sure, I'll take a prescription. I mean, I never went to doctors. I didn't know they were just, you know, giving you prescriptions. Cialis, a little bit of an effect. Viagra just made me, like I said, like kind of be dizzy and like kind of see blue. And I was like, people take this stuff? So I'm not bashing Viagra and Cialis. I don't need it. Super Male Vitality, 10 times the effect of Cialis is what I experienced personally. I mean, I don't even really, quite frankly, need it. In fact, quite frankly, a lot of days I don't take it now because I don't want to feel like I'm about to, you know, climb a mountain or tear somebody's head off. But that's what God offers us with plants from the rainforest and things versus what the establishment's pushing. I'm done. I didn't mean to do an 8-minute, you know, or 5, 6, 7-minute plug. But I started thinking about it. I'm like, wow, this really did change my life. And I was just telling Pat Riley, who I work out with a couple days a week, and I'm developing some products with him because he's a developer himself. I was like, man, I ought to work out like I did 4 years ago. 5 years ago, I'd be in incredible shape. This stuff has made me lazy. It really has. Because I'm looking at myself in this photo. I'm like, how do I look like that when I was working out 3 times harder 5 years ago? Because it's what was going on inside my body, period. All right, I'm done talking about it. It is your purchase that supports the broadcast. We also have a new free app. We haven't had a new app in 5-6 years. We only had one app before that. It's free. It's a great little audio app. It has a news feed on it. But this is for droids. It's for Apples. You go to InfoWars.com/app to find links to the Apple Store and the Google Play. It is free, as in F-R-E-E, and it's made to spread the word. Listen, I'm going to explain this, and I'm going to get back to these clips and then your phone calls. They've done everything they can to keep us off TV, everything they can to keep us off radio. It doesn't matter how many radio stations I've been on where I get better ratings than the top-rated shows. We all know who that is, Rush Limbaugh. I'm not against Limbaugh. It's just a fact. I've beat him in more than 12 cities I know of with huge, I mean, like 5,000-watt stations beating 50,000 waters within a year. And then proverbially, like clockwork, a sports channel comes in, pays 3-4 times what it's even worth to kick me off and put me on. In fact, the joke began in the industry is you put Alex Jones on for 6 months or for a year. There's a little secret to the 2 affiliates out there. A lot of them have learned it. And then when those people drop off, they bring us back. They apologize. I talk to the affiliate. It's totally fine. I don't, you know, I'm not going to get you in trouble. It's not illegal what you're doing. I get it. You put me on, you get top ratings. They want to get me off the air. And, you know, a hospital district comes in and finances some talk show host, you know, or the feds come in and finance a talk show host, or, you know, ESPN's normally the one 9 times out of 10 that takes me off the air. And they come in and then they kick Alex Jones off and every other libertarian and conservative there is. So the point is if you want to fight stuff like this, spread the word while we're on these stations, obviously. But understand, this app isn't just for you to see the video feed or the audio feeds or the podcast links or the updates and the news alerts and all the stuff we're going to add. Videos I do daily that are live and archived only for you on the app. That's coming in a few months. We've already got it set up, but I'm setting the studio up at my house, you name it. I'm hiring people to follow me around and show up at night and show up like clockwork, you know, at 6 a.m. I'm going to get up out of bed and like reality TV. I mean, you're going to have me getting out of bed, folks. You're going to have me just fighting the globals from the moment I wake up. I'm going to jump out, underwear, whole 9 yards, go and get in the shower, come out of the shower, rah, you're going to be eating eggs, whole 9 yards. I mean, it's coming down, okay? That's what you want, you get it, okay? Pure warfare, everything I'm doing, what's happening, total transparency. It's the InfoWars Live app. It's free, but what you need to do is send the link, InfoWars.com/app, to your email list, to Twitter, to Facebook, and say, here's Alex Jones' new app. Test it out. If you like it, tell folks about it and explain that this is how you break the mainstream media with choice, with free will. Everything the globalists do is about shutting down your free will, shutting down free market, shutting down this economy of ideas. The Clintons, back in the early 90s, It's come out in lawsuits in their Clinton Library Foundation, a separate foundation from the Global Initiative or their other Clinton Foundation, their first foundation. They said, we can't allow a free and independent press in this country. Not just for right-wingers, but leftists as well. Here's how we're going to do it. We've got to attack their funding, not let them ever have sponsors, not let them sell books or videos, not let them get a foothold, or if they do, it's over for us. Call them conspiracy theorists. And then the CIA is in there advising them on how to do this. We have you now. And we have patriots inside the system watching you who are aware of what's happening, who are going to continue to sabotage you because you're the foreign occupiers like the Nazis occupying France. You're done. It's over. Figure it out sooner than later. We'll let you go to the island of Alba, metaphysically. We'll let you leave. We'll let you go. We don't want to corner you. We don't want to stomp on a rat. We want the rat to get out of our Sunday dinner. Just go. Don't go away mad. Leave us. Phantom Zone. Go be with yourself. But I know you're going to have to be routed and dug out of your holes. You always are. And people will say, this is who we were fighting? You'll be put on display. This is Revelation says. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. What I'm getting at here is that it's a big thing. You are the power. I don't sit here and say you're the power, you're the resistance to make you feel big and important because, other talk show hosts don't do that because they're such arrogant. Thank me when you call and I have all the answers. I'm explaining. We all have the historical answers. Common sense, common law, understanding that there's natural law, rediscovering that, and then everything makes sense. And then sharing a link to a story, a video, a free app, retweeting it, Infowars.com/app. It's called Infowars Live. There's a lot of other free apps out there. Other people made great, whatever. I just don't want to get the customer service calls constantly. I mean, every few minutes for our crew for years about other people's apps. This is an app. It works great. We're updating it. We're tweaking it. We're going to be adding a lot of things. Infowars.com/app. Or simply sign up for our free newsletter. We send you videos and exclusive articles every day and special deals, sometimes 50% off on different products every day, big coupons from InfoWarsStore.com. For folks that sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter, we'll also send out the links there. We've got links, again, at InfoWars.com/app, InfoWars.com/show. But whatever you do, realize that that's not talk. You are the entire body of this thing. You're not just the blood or the guts or the brain or the eyes or the muscles or the sinew or the joints or the will. You are the spirit. You are the energy that animates the whole thing. Look at Hillary. Her spirit is gone. She has no spirit. My spirit. It'd be 60 degrees in a room now. I'm sweating. I can be at home at night sitting in a cold room thinking, writing notes, and sweat starts dripping down my head. I'm so alive. My body is so heated up to resist this assault on our species that historically, DNA at a gut spiritual level, I can't even handle it. The species, all my ancestors, everything is saying, here, you want the answers? Boom, take them. This is like, ah. And that's what they're trying to keep people from entering into. And the rites of passage in ancient rituals, and I mean rituals, having a child, rituals, standing up to a bully, rituals, planting food, rituals, cutting firewood, rituals, staring at the stars, rituals, honoring your father and your mother, rituals, being good, being honorable. It transcends the enemy. It raises our spirit. It's unstoppable. I got loaded phone lines, and I've got so many clips to get to. I've got to go to. Let me tell you, I leave it all in the field here. History's happening right now, and you know it is. And if I'm one thing, know this, I'm genuine, ladies and gentlemen. What you're seeing is real. I believe the things I'm saying. I know the things I'm saying. I noticed the enemy my whole life on air, more than half my life on air now. I've been more than half my life on air. Has always been that I'm a fake and I'm not genuine. Because the enemy is fake, and they cannot stand the fact that I am genuine. Quite frankly, I'm ashamed of some of the things I'm genuine in. All I got to do is point my heart at God and everything else happens. And that's all you've got to do. And you already know that. I'm not telling you things you don't already know. But the enemy all day tells you things to counter manned reality, so you feel like you're alone, so you don't follow your spirit that God gave you. I can't skip every break today. I've got to play this break for the networker, though. I might just end up doing a show 3 hours a day with no ads. I'm really thinking about it, just doing my own show and breaking off. I've been doing this 19 years here, but I've told them enough to take it serious. Because like, I'm just like this stalwart guy that's always there, always loyal, always, you know. Like the thing is, next hour, I will, after I take this group of calls, I'll get to the next round of clips that are very, very important. I went long on that plug. It wasn't really a plug. It was mainly a rant. With this war on narratives, again, they create these fake things like transgender bathrooms. I'm not against transgender. The point is they created it to become the, you know, what's your gross national product? Oh, it's trannies. It just becomes some weird grand falloon. That was a term that a great patriot wrote about, where people just make up these weird things to celebrate and to be their own little crazy club. Kurt Vonnegut, who the left will be horrified to hear was a big listener. But he was ashamed of his mind before he died. I didn't think he'd do a good job on air, so he wouldn't come on. What a bummer, man. I want to get Clint Eastwood on, not because I care he's a Hollywood star, because I really like him. Before he, you know, dies, it's just like, oh, I'm old, I'm not going to come on. You know, just a little flying around in your own helicopter. We're going to come back, but then coming up, I'm going to get into this whole war on narratives. What does it really mean? Stay with us.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Stowe, our head producer, said, hey, this is a great show today. Yesterday, you were just torpedoes in every direction, rampaging like Godzilla through downtown Tokyo. Today, you're more focused like a laser beam. I don't know about that, but I get down sometimes just looking at the lies. I mean, Donald Trump is bad because he said it's a bombing. And then Hillary's saying it's a bombing. And then the media today is like, he's been discredited. He said bombing before it was admitted. It's like, he won the World Series. He's just Babe Ruth discredited as a baseball player. Yeah, you know, Michael Jordan discredited as a basketball player because he made all the hoops. I want to go to Angelo in Georgia and Dwayne in Canada and Uncle Sam in Louisiana and Michael in Washington and the Canadian soldier in Canada. If you just tuned in, what is Hillary and the globalists who we have their internal emails from everywhere? RNC, DNC, Chinese Communists, White House, Bohemian Grove. They legitimately hate Donald Trump. They legitimately are running the country, robbing it. They see him as coming in to stop the destruction of America. This could happen. We could defeat them. That means we'll be in some heaven, but at least folks aren't out to get us and make us poor because that makes us controllable. We have a managed monopoly economy with a bunch of criminals running it. They're scared of going to jail if Trump gets in. They're a rat who's cornered because they know they've committed crimes. What are they going to do? Angelo in Georgia, thanks for calling.
Hey, yeah, so I know my time's limited here, but the first thing that I can almost guarantee you they'll do undoubtedly will be to double down. Whatever they're doing, they'll double down on it. They'll try to make it look like they're right and everyone else is wrong, and they'll keep going until it runs them into a brick wall. The other thing I'm pretty much certain, having dealt with a lot of this mindset over the last couple of years, it's been a little bit rampant, will be that they'll try to push it as the norm for, it seems that Trump's words and ideals to be those of what they keep trying to say is hatred. They'll try to push that to be the norm. You can see a lot of that in a lot of international things right now. I think it was someone in Germany said that it was in a recent magazine that they were asking about the U.S. presidential election. And I think it was in Sweden, wasn't it, that they had the recent commercial about the immigrants, and it's everyone Swedish.
A government-funded commercial saying it's bad to be Swedish. You need to accept Islam and wear a burqa, and this is the new, this is the new Sweden.
Right, right. So it looks like to me the next big hit. I'm no expert, but if you were to take my word on it, it looks like the next big hit will be an international movement to try to discredit Trump.
That's well, you know, it's funny you say that because Mono of U2, Bono has come out, total fake leftist, caught making you download his songs and charging you on iTunes, Spotify, you name it. I mean, every time I open up a Spotify, it's this guy forcing me to listen to his music. He's a guy that keeps 98.8% of the money he gets from charity for Africans, you name it. That's his favorite. Oh, he loves black people. Meanwhile, it's come out Hillary only gives 5% of the money she gets for charity. This monster says that Trump is potentially the worst idea that ever happened to America. Can you imagine if Trump ran huge charities and put on concerts and then was paid billions of dollars and kept 98.8%? Hillary gives just 5.7% of foundation budget actually went to charitable grants. I mean, this is insane. She makes 91 million plus and then gives 5 million. But it's okay because she's a woman. It's like she can commit axe murders and it's okay because she's a woman. So, yes, the international attack is intensifying. They're talking about a worldwide financial meltdown the next month. That's the inside scoop. What do you think?
I think that's where they're trying to push it towards. I don't know if they'll be able to complete it in time, but they're definitely moving towards it. But there's another flank they're going to try to attack on, which they're already working on. I believe Paul Joseph Watson has an AMA later, actually, on one of the sources. The internet flank is...
Hold on, I'm coming back to you. You're a great caller. I just saw the video. It's breaking. New Obama video from him in the past. It's up on InfoWars.com. Stay with us. We're back in 70 seconds. Oh, my gosh. Angelo, I'm coming back to you.